Well, it is Tuesday, and I'm currently at work talking on my phone, but it is Tuesday Thoughts, and today is my game. So I've been slowly, I mean really slowly, just creating my own fantasy tabletop RPG. It's nothing brand new. It's nothing, you know, mind-blowing. It doesn't, you know, break the rules or anything. It's just what I want to play and how I tend to play my games anyways. The point is to design the game that almost anyone can just pick up and start playing right away. And I want to also have it to where it's easy to run on the fly once you know the rules. And the rules are going to be extremely easy. Everything is going to be like a formula, especially when it comes to creating monsters. You just plug in and go. And you just, you know, be unique with it. Have fun with it. And I just want a game that I can run, that I know, like the back of my hand, and have fun with it, and it has enough room for me to bend it, twist it, break it, to do things with it without breaking from the actual true mechanics of the game. And one of the things is, it's fantasy, but I don't want to have the normal fantasy tropes like dwarves, halfling, elves. That may come down later. Because of what I want to do is maybe like almost like a zine style of publishing these books. So I can slowly add on to the world and all that stuff. So maybe dwarves and all that will show up later on. But I don't know. We'll have to see. But right now I just want weird, dark things. It's going to be a darker game, but not like your kids can't play. It's just a darker world, lots of bizarre monsters, bizarre magic. I think what I'm going to go with is only having humans as a character option at the beginning. But the way I have humans designed, they're kind of like three character options in one. You have the one human style that's well-rounded for magic and, you know, regular fighting. But then you have the one that can get rid of all the magic, but improve their fighting. But then I also have the one where you can reduce your fighting, but increase your magic style. So really, you kind of have three different styles of play within that one species. And yes, I'm doing a racist class kind of game. And that means there's no fighters, no clerics, no thieves, nothing like that. It's just your species. And what that means is each species has its the weapon damage is the same for your species. Though with that human option, it can go higher if you pick the more fighter-like, or lower if you pick the more magic one. So you have the same weapon die. There are certain rules for like small, medium, and large weapons. For example, small weapons, easier to hit. You got a +1 to hit, but -1 to damage. And the way I, you know, figure that out is, if you're hitting someone with a dagger, you got to be right there on them. So it's easier to hit, but at the same time, it's a dagger. It's a smaller blade than, you know, this gigantic battle axe. And so then your medium weapons are +0 to hit, +0 to damage. But then your large weapons are -1 to hit, but +1 to damage. And again, the way I view that is, it's a bigger weapon, it's easier to see, and it's easier to avoid. Especially if you have, you know, things like a shield, you can hold that shield up. That's how I view it in my head. You know, it's whatever. Range weapons are a set damage, but it has the same mentality, where if it's range increments, so you have like you're nearby, you're far away, and then you have beyond. So your nearby ones, it's going to do +1 to hit and +1 to damage. but then your far away one plus zero for both of those, but then your long away ones minus one to hit, minus one to damage. But again, the point of that is you're shooting further. Now, I'm sure someone would say, well, really, it's blah, 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 blah. Don't care. My game. My rules. But that's how I view it is, if they're closer, it's easier to hit because it's easier to aim at them. And then that arrow is flying at a different, you know, right off the bow or whatever it is. That's how I view it. But, you know, some weapons will only go certain range points. So you might think, well, why would I want to do minus one, minus one? Doesn't matter. Your bow can still do medium and close range. That's the point. You still want a bow, probably, that can go beyond the scope of their normal fighting area. But anyways, I'm rambling. That's kind of the idea, and there'll be spell points, kind of. It's called arcane energy. But your spells are items. They're like spell stones. And they must be bound to your soul, so it's not like you can just trade them around. And if they are not, if you unbind them from your soul, they're destroyed. So bam, that's it. You're gone. But then you use your arcane energy, your little points, to determine how effective that spell is. But yesterday, I finally came up with a name for my game. I will reveal it later, but I'm extremely happy because for me, that was one of the hardest parts. What do I name this game? But now that I have my name, I feel more confident and encouraged to keep writing this, and I'm looking forward to seeing what I can do with it. So that is it for this episode. If you have any questions or comments, you can go to anchor.fm, search JB Publishing, and you can send me a voice message, or you can also use the Anchor app, and again, search JP Publishing. If you want, you can email me at thelonebards@gmail.com with questions, comments, or even voice messages that are longer than 1 minute. I also have a Google number that you can call, and that phone number is 336-904-3531. You can call, leave a message on there, and I can, you know, upload it to this show.